And we've got a question here from Steve Biok. Biok, who's in the United Arab Emirates. Hello, Steve, out there. And he says, how is it that, like, bacteria that you eat, basically on food, so if you get food poisoning, you've eaten dodgy bacteria in your food, how do they manage to brave the cocktail of acid in our stomachs? Do they just make a kind of quick escape out of into the guts? Or do they are they sort of superheroes and can survive in that environment? How does
some bacteria
work?
Are just really tough, and they have these protective layers around them that enable them to slip through and survive acid. Some viruses, even, which need to infect via the gut, are actually... Or they need acid in the stomach to break open the surface of the virus, a bit like pulling the pin on a hand grenade to activate the virus so it can then infect you when it gets down into your small intestines. That's a virus, a bit different. But other bacteria have other clever ways of doing it. Some form spores, things called Clostridium. Those are things like Clostridium perfringens, which causes gas gangrene. But that family of bacteria forms spores. In fact, C. diff, Clostridium difficile, which everyone's heard of, causes nasty diarrhoea, especially in people who are in hospital and not very well anyway. Those spores are tiny husks of dried up bacterium. It's almost like in suspended animation, and they can pass through the stomach acid without being damaged at all, and then they come back to life where the environment's nicer when they're in the intestines. And the other thing that bacteria do is some things like Helicobacter pylori, which is linked to causing stomach ulcers and stomach cancer. They actually encode an enzyme called urease, and urease breaks down urea, which is at low levels in all our tissues, and it turns urea into ammonia, and ammonia is alkaline. And so the bacteria kind of have this suit of armour around them, a chemical suit of armour, which is alkaline. It neutralises the acid.
That is pretty clever.
Now look, one very quick one for you, Kat, before we have to go and find out about out-of-body experiences, which is what we're going to do in just a second. I want to ask you this one. It's from